Good morning and welcome to the Public Safety Committee of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. My name is John Avalos, the chair of the committee, joined to my right by Christina Ologi, the vice chair, and perhaps we'll be joined shortly by Supervisor Eric Marr, who's on his way. The clerk of the committee is Dina, your last name?
Brainy.
Dina Brainy, who's new here with the clerk of the board. Ms. Brainy, could you share with us your announcements?
Yes, please make sure to silence all cell phones and electronic devices. Completed speaker cards and copies of any documents to be included as part of the file should be submitted to the clerk. Items acted upon today will appear on the October 2nd Board of Supervisors agenda unless otherwise stated.
Thank you very much. If you could call our first item.
Yes, item number one is an ordinance amending and repealing certain sections of the San Francisco Police Code to remove the authority of the Chief of Police to issue or regulate vehicle press cards.
Great, thank you very much. We have a presentation from staff. Sonali Bose from the MTA, welcome.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor, for hearing this item. I'm joined this morning with my colleagues from SFPD. We've been working together on this project. So just a little bit of history. In 2007, the voters approved Proposition A, which gave MTA the sole authority to regulate parking regulations and establish parking privileges. So for the past several years, we've been working to change all of the various permits and parking regulations that other city departments have been overseeing. So this is the last one of the various items that that we've been able to change. So this one is associated with press permits. So right as under existing law, the chief of police is authorized to establish procedures for press permits. So the police department is actually the department that determines who's the press and if they should get a permit or not. That part is not changing. The police department will continue to have that role under this change, under this proposal. The police department actually gives about 500 permits a year currently to press, and that will continue. The only change that we are both jointly recommending is that once they're determined to be press, the parking privileges are then given by the MTA through a parking permit. And so that what that does, it allows us now to be able to regulate the parking because it's an SFMTA permit. We were having difficulty regulating all the various permits that various departments were giving, so we are now enforcing only SFMTA permits. So this will allow us not to give tickets to press vehicles because they will now have an MTA permit. So we're happy to answer any questions. The police department is also here, and I think they're supportive of this change. So with that, we'll be open for any questions you have.
Great, thank you. Well, let's actually hear from the police department how this change will help ensure efficiency within the department.
Good morning, Supervisor. Michael Andrichek, Sergeant with San Francisco Police and the officer in charge of the Media Relations Unit. We do support the change in the legislation to transfer the process for issuing press parking permits to MTA. We will continue to validate press members and issue them press passes and forward that list to MTA so they can therefore take over issuance of press parking cards.
Okay, thank you very much. Any questions, Supervisor Ologi? Okay. We can open up this item for public comment. I know the person who wanted to comment just stepped out, so I'm going to keep the public comment here. Here we have a member of the public in our press corps. Oh, you want to use the mic to the right of you. There you go.
I'm Barbara Taylor with KCBS.
Recognize the voice.
Initially, KCBS and the Chronicle both had a lot of problems with this legislation, and to put it briefly, our feeling was, if it's not broken, don't fix it. For over three and a half decades, my own experience, this has been a problem-free user-free, customer-friendly system. Reporters and news organizations apply to one office, the press parking, the press public information office, for both their police press pass and their press parking pass. You send it over, they do the paperwork, they give you the information. It's one-stop shopping, what the city has said that it wants to promote, not forcing people to go to one agency and then to another agency. Now we have, in this latest proposal, a hybrid where the police department has agreed to take all of the applications, one person who works on them, and then forward them all over to another agency that will then review all of the same applications. So it's totally duplicative. It's two different agencies all doing the same work. If that's what they want to do, that's fine. Our concern is that it has been so user-friendly in the past. We just go to the fifth floor of the public information office. We walk in. If there's an emergency, let's say my car is in the shop, so I can't use it, and I have a rental car, so I need to get a temporary permit. I go over to the Hall of Justice. I walk in. There's one person there. In 15 seconds, I have the temporary permit. I'm back out doing my job. I'm not over at standing in a long line for 2 hours at Muni with people who are applying for residential parking permits, applying for who knows what other kind of permits, white zones, red zones, this or that. It's just really, really simple. I understand that the SFMTA wants to consolidate and that it is now in charge of parking, so I see the legitimacy of that. My concern is that if this is going to happen, that we have that same easy system so that it works efficiently for everyone concerned. I'm also personally just a little concerned about the...
You just passed the time, but thank you. Any other member of the public who would like to comment? And seeing none, we'll close public comment. And just if we can get a response from the MTA on the concerns that are raised. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. We did meet with the KCBS and the Chronicle prior to this, and we decided that in order to address their issue that we would do everything electronically. So the police department would send us a list, and then we would give the permits and mail them in one block sum to the individual, particularly the KCBS and the Chronicle, so they wouldn't have to come to our offices. We arranged for a contact person, so all of that will be done via mail and via electronic transfers of files. So we were trying to address their efficiency issues. There should be no reason that they have to come to the MTA customer center for the press permit.
And then, really, there's one time a year that you're applying for these cards.
That's exactly right.
So it's not like you're on some random day you're going to need to get a pass at the spur of the moment to get a card. Correct?
Not for these press permits. So, but if, maybe for the individual's personal car, they need a temporary permit. That would have to be, they would have to come to visit the MTA for that.
And they would have to visit the MTA for an individual? An individual would have to...
If they're not using their assigned press permit and they're using their individual car, and the press permit is associated with that, I don't really know how they delegate their press permits within their offices. But if they don't have the press permit in their car and they need a permit, then they would have to get a temporary permit, which every citizen would have to do for a second car or whatever they need it for.
And do you know if we have a large volume of individuals seeking permits?
I don't know. Maybe the police department knows how they handle the press people, individuals who need a temporary permit. But these press permits are for use of press-only events on their press vehicles. They're not for individual use, for personal use,
right,
for their cars. So,
right. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Well, if we can get a motion to...
Yeah, I guess that was just... maybe it would be great if we could get some reporting back on how this works, because if there's going to be... I just am kind of compelled by the whole argument. If it's working, why... you know, change it, right? And it seems to be a system that's been working so far. So I would like to see if there are any kind of unusual issues that arise, so then maybe we can revisit it or whatever.
We're happy to report back. And
okay.
We'll reach out to the press and see if they have any issues and report back to
that
you.
That would be great, yeah.
And just to say, the change is required because a voter has approved Proposition
right.
A, no other reason.
No, exactly. Thank you. Okay, I'd like to move then to send this forward with recommendations.
Okay, and I think we can take that without objection. And I would think that there is concern in the media that we might hear about it too. So we'll take that without objection. And I think that's our only item. So
no further items.
We are adjourned. Thank you.